Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And what a week. I mean, if you haven't already, we have our full Vanderpump finale podcast that we recorded yesterday.
Yes.
That has all the breakdown of everything that happened on the finale. Watch What Happens Live. A true scandal.
And it fulfilled my appetite. I was nervous. I thought I wasn't going to see anything new, and I was satisfied. Well fed.
It was necessary to have the accounts from everybody, regardless if it was not new information. We needed to see the reactions. But that also meant, like, how are we supposed to watch that, react to that, and then just, like, normally move on with the other recaps? Absolutely not. We needed to break it up. We needed to chat about all things. And let's be honest, we're in a blessing. We're in our catch 22 of Bravo right now. There's too many shows, but they're all good. I mean, Mary, you've gone on that TV watching challenge. Tell us everything.
I watched an insane amount of TV this week, and I really dedicate that to not leaving my house on Sunday. And I'm totally caught up in Ted Lasso. I've been disappointed with this season personally, and I said it.
Watch it at all. Yeah. I feel like that's a general consensus I've heard. So I'm like, I feel like I don't need to catch up on it yet.
Yes. And it's the last season. Also, why is it the last season? They don't have to end it. They can have the soccer team for such a long time, for football, you know, whatever. I just don't get it why they're ending if it's so successful. But anyways,
right.
Sidebar.
Go out on a high, but it sounds like they're not even going out on a high.
They're not. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, I watched the new Jennifer Garner show. It's on Apple TV as well. And I'm only two episodes in. And I think I'm enjoying it because it takes place in Sausalito in Marin County. And so I kind of know where they're going. And so it's kind of, it's a scenic vibe for me. Not sure
what
content is there. No idea what it's called. Something maybe like she forgot him or he left her or like something like basically.
The last thing he told me?
Yes.
You had some good keywords there.
Will I ever remember a title, a character's name? Absolutely not. But I can tell you that plot. And the plot is her husband goes missing.
and you love a thriller?
You love a true crime.
So, I mean, I'll continue. Okay.
But then I also committed myself this week to, I watched Dance Queens, which I loved. I loved. Okay. It's on Bravo, follows four women. And I love that they don't live in the same areas. There's one in Canada. There is one in Texas, I think. And then maybe one is in like New Jersey, kind of all over the country, but they meet up for these dance competitions. And it is fascinating to me. I mean, so they are amateurs and they dance with professionals. And I mean, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. They have some Dancing with the Stars people that coach them, but it's like all their own money. I feel like they have interesting like family dynamics because obviously like this dance partner is super important. I think three out of the four of them are married. I don't know. I'm on this journey with these girls. And they're competing against one another, but they're still friends. I highly recommend.
Okay. I tried to get into it and it didn't catch me right away. So maybe I need to give it another try. It didn't for me, but doesn't mean I won't try it again. I think I need to sit, maybe just have like a couple episodes where I watch it through. Cause you know, we always say that first episode can usually be a tough one. So
see, I guess I was excited to meet the girls and I kind of liked that they didn't live in the same place, but they do feel connected. I don't know.
Okay.
Just some fresh meat to me.
And you also seem to have caught up on Summer House, Martha's Vineyard.
All the Summer Houses. I want to go over the cast. Summer's House, Martha's Vineyard. I like it that they're there for 15 days straight. I think that's a good idea. It's like a winter house. And they're kind of from all, you know, all over.
Well, they are all connected in one way or another.
Yeah. But so this makes sense to me. Like, it's like when I go down to LA and like your friends are my friends, you know, like they know me. So
like, even if you don't know, you become
shout out Courtney's friends
that are not yours.
Love you, Marissa. Okay, so give me hi, Katie, Jason.
Okay. So give me your impressions because I talked a little bit about it last week. I want to know,
I know exactly what you're saying about that married couple, Jasmine and Silas.
I could not believe that we also saw the sex scene as much as we did this past week. I was like, that is
dirty on Bravo's part. It's like, why are we watching sex with a married couple? That's not interesting. Like, of course they're going to have sex. Leave them alone.
Yeah. One of the things that bothers me about this married couple, though, is Jasmine, it's literally, I said it last week, it's her personality. The fact that she refuses to respect Bria's relationship with Simon because they're not married. I'm like, babe, you've been married for 2 months, so nobody respected your relationship before? Like, this is wild. Just say you don't like Bria.
She's one of those people like, my husband, you know. Make sure you go by my last name.
It's Cooper, if you don't know. We're the Coopers. But, she literally had a sweatshirt that had a C and it said 2022 on it. Like, she has like merch for their
established
couple.
Established 2022, the Coopers. I mean, I kind of enjoyed her conversation of, you know, I'm kind of trying to like navigate my friendships since being married because I don't know. I think I might be able to relate in a couple. I'm not even living with the person. It's going to change some things.
I just want to say I love our new hottie baby, Amir, and I love the way that he stood up. Hey, Phil, I'm sorry that you missed your flight, and so you didn't get to choose a room.
It's Phil. No, hold on.
Phil is the one that trying to kick Nick out of his room, so then he just took a shit in his bathroom and didn't flush. What? That guy came in wasted.
He's like,
and then started chugging out. Like, literally. Okay, I will say I did enjoy the fall over the suitcase, so I did giggle at that when he like entered. He like got like, he just tripped over
his own
suitcase.
It's also like, it's kind of funny because we don't know what he's done on this plane, but he thought this was a really good idea to come like blacked out drunk to this
house. He wanted to catch up with the crew because he was like, oh, they're gonna be out, I better have some drinks. And then he had like one too many.
10 too many. And also, I think Nick did a good job, though, like, kind of, hey, man, like, don't defecate in my bathroom. They'd be better than that.
I have trouble with Nick. I'm having trouble with Nick because I want to like him. But the fact when, like, Shanice came into the house and he's like, she doesn't look like her Instagram. And I'm like, sir.
That was right.
She's still beautiful. And I'm sorry, she showed up with a face, like, with no makeup on. Like, Have you seen Instagram? It's literally putting your best foot forward.
Right.
And then he's like, but it's no big deal to me. I'm like, yes, it is. It clearly is.
But I also feel like Shanice and Alex are going to hook up, which I'm excited about. And yep. I'm hopeful.
Alex, John Legend's cousin.
Yes. I know. Chrissy must have worked her magic. Chrissy Teigen connected her to Andy. I love Jordan. And I love that she like kind of stood up to Silas. Like, your girl wants to go out and like, that's not my problem. That's not on me. Like, and also, what the hell do you think I'm doing on these streets? Like, I'm just having fun. Don't like, but paint don't me let as your a wife, prostitute.
Because you know that Jasmine goes home and blames everything on Jordan. Well, Jordan wanted to do this because Jasmine feels she's a stay-at-home wife, basically. She's cooking him breakfast at every morning. I hated what he said.
She's a screenwriter. No.
Okay. So maybe she just writes on her free time with Mariah. Mariah's also not in the cast photo. And I'm very confused on what happens. Like, and I'm like, her moon mask, nobody wanted to do the moon mask. It looked like it was freezing cold. But I want to go one thing about the married couple really quick. Mm-hmm. I hated when he said the Coopers, hanging with the Coopers. Did you ever watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Hell yeah, I did. I love that show.
Okay. But he goes, you know, when I heard that Jasmine lived in her car, and I'm thinking he's going to say like, oh God, I just couldn't believe she didn't go, like she went through that. And I just always want to like provide for her and protect her. He's like, I realize she's not good with money and I need to be the financial institute of this couple. And I was like, what?
I want to like know more about living in the car, you know, like, I mean, apparently they were like showering at the gym and stuff like that. I mean, I assume they'd like stay in friends' houses and kind of bounce around and just didn't have like a steady place for.
Yeah.
Is that 3 weeks? Is that 10 months? I mean, I'd like to know
more.
It's
a couple of years.
I would love to know a little bit more.
Show off it. Yeah. I would love to know more.
Also, so Mariah has a 7-year-old. It sounds like she'll be gone next week if she's not in the cast photo. She doesn't feel accepted. I feel like I've seen this story before. Like someone feels left out in the house. They'd rather just be at home. I mean, I feel like I've heard that story before.
It seems like she started because she's getting upset. Real world. She's mad that people didn't like her moon mask. Yeah, and Bria is a low-hanging fruit with Milo, with the dog, which I'm sorry, that is not an ESA dog. I don't think you put an ESA dog in one of those plastic backpacks where you're like, I'm just going to hang him on a hook.
That's highly disturbing. That was scary. I felt bad for the dog.
Me too. I was like, I could never do that to Barb. Barb has her own bag, but she gets her head. She gets
no, and like the out. Breathe holes. I'm like, this isn't like a beetle you caught in your backyard and you put in a box and you poke the holes for them. It's not the same situation. And you did that when you were 3.
Yeah.
Maybe like just age 9 or something. But, you know, you've passed that.
And then there's like drama with that. It's like, why don't you just say
her boyfriend.
And he's going to come. And I love when she's like, so also we're here for 15 days and he's going to come for the last 7.
But like, I kind of like that. I like just like live your true authentic life. If you're really into this guy, have him come.
I agree. I just think like Bria's just, you can tell she's just like somebody who's always kind of gotten her way on things. And so when she doesn't. And so like with her and Mariah can't stand her and like went low hanging fruit. And then I think she just kind of was like, oh God, I've made an ass of myself. Like she's going to have to leave. Like the towels really that big of a deal. Now, I think Bria's not being respectful with regards to the dog, but I'm also like, you're just finding a reason to be mad at someone. And it's easy because you already got mad at her the day before. You thought you'd have Jasmine on your side with that because she was in that conversation. And now it's like, people are like, we don't want to like start things here.
No. Will Amir and Jordan hook up?
Yes. But you guys, spoiler alert, Amir has a girlfriend.
I saw that. Someone told me that today.
I saw, and they're both in real estate in Austin. Okay. I think what I like about this show too, is kind of like what you said with Winter House, is they all don't live there. So it's not like they're going to New York, they're going to a weekend. Like they're literally all there for like days.
Martha's Vineyard's very hard to get to.
Yeah.
To take very a ferry, hard. A plane.
Yeah. So like, just I think this is the way to go. And I hope that for Summer House next season, which I think we should talk a little bit more about Summer House too. The OGs is that I really want them to send them elsewhere and then show us life. Like we've said this multiple times, but you need to get them more. Like the fact that they just get a weekend and that's filmed the whole time.
Like, and like Carl clearly cannot handle this. And, you know, he didn't even want to show to the cameras that they were leaving. He was so fed up. They spend the night at a different house. And I do.
I felt for Carl. I felt for Carl because I just kept thinking Carl is
just trying to maintain his sobriety.
He has no avenue to kind of like get over things. So he just like feels everything so much more and doesn't have like this outlet of like, you know what, I'm just going to have a drink and cool off. Like something like he's just like, so he's sitting there and he's also like.
But Lindsay's also bossy. It was like, I told you, you're not going to get upset about that. It's like, no, no, I think Lindsay, what she was trying to say is like,
no, but I think what she was trying to say is like, don't let them make this about them. Like, this is our moment. You don't need to tell anybody what you're doing. Like, they're trying to like create drama and they're going to use us as the scapegoats again. Like, don't let that happen. Like, I love when she was like, we're going to go elsewhere where like our friends are. And then Kyle's, no, I'm in the alleyway. I'm not a friend. It's like, Kyle, you're literally telling Carl like, to cool off and deal with it. They don't like you, them. No, nobody outside of Kyle likes him in the house except for Danielle half the time.
Well, and then Danielle freaking out over the hats. Like, we are not going to do this. Like, do not go in their rooms. Like, they could come back at any second. I don't want to hear about it. Like, still defending her. And I think really Craig said it best. He was like, she has all the power and she doesn't need Danielle anymore and she's ready to move on. But Danielle's been like manipulated by her for 6 years.
This is wild that people think Danielle has been manipulated by Lindsay.
She's always had her back no matter what. This hat incident shows us it all.
But we were
so upset and mad with them and like they left and they don't want to be your friend. They haven't contacted you all summer long and you're worried about their fucking hats?
Like that. Well, that's, I mean, I think she
that
said
just it speaks volumes of her of the power that she holds over her.
No, I think she was just was like, this is like the one thing everybody had been drinking. They were, I got to know, like, is there like maritime law? What is happening? Because why did we have two boats?
There must
like have I felt something. Like that was almost drama to start off too with like Lindsay and Carl being there trying to like split them up and then like get like fit or do something like.
I'm trying to figure out because like the camera crews, there's a lot of people.
Well, that's what I'm trying to think. Is there like a limit on the boat? Like this, the boat, the main boat, the big yacht looked like they all could fit on that. I mean, I've seen below deck.
Safety first.
Are you sure? But yeah, the hats thing was weird. And I think Chris like also though said it best. Like, I don't have beef with them. We're just like having fun.
Corey and Chris are fun and Summer should be fun. So
right.
Corey and Sam carry the house for next season. Gabby stay. I feel bad for you, Maya. You didn't really bring it this season. You're going to get cheated on.
Why did we just gloss over this DM too? She's like, yeah. So then I got a DM and I'm like, I know we're going to talk about it next week, but like we just, could you imagine if that was like anybody else?
If that happened to me, well, if you wanted to expose him, I guess you would do it. But if that happened to me, I might've just like, don't come to the last party. We'll talk next week. You know, just if I didn't want to be filmed, but
yeah.
If you wanted him to pay the price, absolutely. You know,
well,
your choice.
The whole summer, she must have had some sort of inkling. I know like her confessional where she's like saying like, I'm not giving all. I know that's after the fact, but like their whole relationship, I'm like, you don't like him.
No password. He didn't give her one password. He also didn't let her let the tracking situation happen. Tell us today what you heard about Tom Sandoval and the calculator.
Oh, well, Ariana said on the after show that Tom Sandoval had this other app, which is the calculator app. And the calculator app is basically like it looks like a calculator. So you don't think anything of it, but it's really like a place where you can like hide things, like put files in there or like whatever. So, you know, you always have to.
Ladies, look for
double message. Send a message to your man right now and ask him how many calculator apps he has. No context, no nothing. Send the text to your partner and ask. Hey, random question. How many calculator apps you have? And if they respond one, then you just say, cute, love it.
But what if they're trying to throw you off? They're like, oh, she knows. Change it to a camera app.
Well, they better. Okay, fine. You know what? When they sleep tonight, they sleep. Give them an Advil PM, okay? You give them an Advil PM. At midnight, you go up, you grab their phone, you lift one eyelid, and you open that. You take the fingerprint and you put it low, okay? And then you open and you just pull down calculator. You search those apps and you open them and you make sure that all it can say on that calculator is boobs, 80085.
I think tomorrow is a poll question. We should ask how many of you know your partner's passcodes? That'd be an interesting question.
Okay.
do you think the percentage breakdown is? What, 70-30?
50-50.
Okay. Yeah.
Mostly because I think some people don't. Well, yeah, maybe higher.
I'd just be curious. You know.
Did you ever figure out Michael's? By the way, a juror DM'd Michael today, and I was like, really? You can change your 6 back to 4.
Oh, okay.
Just, that's all I wanted to. I was for like, sure. What? No. I was so sad when it made me do 6 from 4. And then someone said, you could bring it back.
Yeah.
You could bring it back. I love that. I love it.
Okay.
A poll question. Great.
Okay. Also, so we see this event with Craig and Paige. Craig seems to have almost missed his mother's birthday, calling her super late.
Basically at midnight. Yeah.
He feels very bad about it. He's like, oh, I thought it was tomorrow. And then, you know, he comes back in the room and Paige's classic Paige in the bed. And she's like, are you crying? And he's like, yeah, but like, I'm fine. Like, kind of just like, I don't really want to talk about it. And she's like,
he wants her to pull him aside to be like, oh my God, what's wrong? I also found it really weird when she walked in and he said, oh, who are you talking to? He said, oh, my mom. And she didn't say, oh, tell her I said hi. Didn't you think that was weird? Because they at 6 months, like she was introduced. Like I thought it was like Craig or Paige definitely has like the ick from Winter House, because I feel like after Winter House, she knows that they did not film well from that and like how much she wanted to escape. So this summer, like, she's distancing playing this role of like the cool girl and just like always like talking shit on her partner. And like this whole night was very strange to me. Obviously, they're still together, so like they must have worked through this.
But no, I wish them well. I don't think they're – I think they might have – I think they're conflict avoidant. And yeah. I think they like how their relationship is, and like Paige is nervous for that next step because
100%.
It does just mean like either he has to move to New York or I have to move there, and I like what I have right now, but she – might feel pressure of time. I don't know. It's complicated.
I wish them the best. My fear is that like what happened, like she's done, I think actually has done a very good job of her influencer life outside of Bravo. Like she has her Amazon deal. She has this. Craig has like the pillow company, all this. Wait, okay. I'm also controversial, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Controversial. Sure, okay. So Paige goes in, or Craig goes into another room and he's crying to Kyle.
Oh,
yeah. Kyle is like on top of him in this scene. Basically, Craig is on the bed. Kyle is like leaned into him. I'm like, this is such a weird thing. And guys, are they doing drugs and Kyle is blocking Craig from the camera? Are they doing like little bumpies or something? There was the closeness was so weird to me that I'm like, oh, I think Kyle is blocking the camera.
They can do whatever they want to do. Just go into the bathroom, guys.
But go in the bathroom.
That's why I was like, go to Dorit's house. Go into the bathroom and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know what people are doing in that bathroom.
Right. Just like do what you got to do.
Know? But it's just know. Like so weird that I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. It just.
I saw some conspiracy theories about that as well.
Was it from me in our group text?
Probably.
Because I was like, guys, can anyone verify? Am I a crazy person or am I just crazy good at these weird scenes?
At the end of the day, I felt bad for Craig's crying. He seems like maybe the more emotional one. And then
Craig is has always been sensitive.
Right. Right. And then they just brush it off the next day and don't really talk about it. So then it festers and there's going to be probably
like,
a blowout.
Can you take a shower with me? And she like goes and gets in their mega bed, which is okay. In college, I had a mega bed.
You too.
I pushed my roommate and I was like one of my best friends from growing up, Amy. Shout out Amy. She never listens to this and probably doesn't even know I have this, but that's besides the point. Amy and I lived together in the dorms. Mm-hmm. And we at one point were like, we'd always like change up our room. We lived in like University Towers. We'd always like change up our room. And we're like, what if we just took our twin beds and made like a queen? And then we did. And then my boyfriend at the time would also sleep over. I was like, oh, it's like Craig in the bed with these girls. And I'm
like, but you were 18. They're like 38, but that's okay.
Yeah, I think I was even 17.
I did the same thing and okay. We called it the orphanage and it was three queen beds. Three queen beds.
Literally, three queen beds. What house is this?
Two wall. It was my PB apartment. Like I graduated college and my parents are like, we're done paying for you. You graduated college. Yeah. If you want to stay down there this summer, do it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to. I worked for Lucy, like, I don't even think they're in business anymore. It was a competitor,
Activewear.
Lululemon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we put three queen beds against the walls perfectly. And we called it the orphanage. It was really
and sad. You had it was a one bedroom apartment.
No, it was actually a three bedroom condo, but we were these three girls were sharing this room. Yeah.
Oh, so you had like five people living there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. The orphanage.
That's good.
It was great.
That's good. I love that. It was only like an eight or 10 weeks experience. And then in August, I was like, I got to get the fuck out of here. It was a fun summer, but I
got
to go back.
You got adopted and you left the orphanage.
I did. My parents took me back. Oh, God. Good times. Good times.
I love it.
Okay. What direction is Summer House going in? I mean, they're going to be filming rather soon. 4th of July is around the corner. Give me your cast.
I think the same. I think if they're smart, they go even more rotate.
The Luke, Andrea.
What if Maya?
Like, what if Danielle is on and then like Robert comes a couple weekends? Or is that mean? Are they
so? Oh, you mean? Well, no, Robert doesn't need to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know, I gotta say, I don't know. Is Danielle coming back?
I love Danielle.
I mean, is she being invited back?
I think she'll definitely get invited back because we're going to watch Carl and Lindsay get married and prepare for the wedding. Obviously Amanda and Kyle.
Do Lindsay and Carl come back? I mean, I know that they'll come back, but like, I was just so curious in like what sort of precedent that they all come back in, because it's like, we can't have, if we're bringing Carl and Lindsay back, we need friends for them, because it's not fun to continually watch.
I bet like, Gabby has some like, good friends.
Oh, Gabby and Sam, and yeah. I'm sure. But it's like, I think for me, what's kind of annoying is like, okay, so Carl and Lindsay leave and then they're literally like, why would they leave? I can't believe. And then they proceed to talk shit about them continually for the rest of the episode, which is like, this is why it's not fun. Like, I actually believe that you guys, if you actually go to Sam's Instagram, Sam always posts these behind the scenes photo, which make it look like such a fun time. And I'm like, we're not seeing that, even though we know summer should be fun. Like, right. We're really revolving around the fact that like Lindsay and Carl are kind of the scapegoats for the house. And that's not fun.
I agree.
I want to watch them party and be stupid and be silly.
Yeah. And I want to go.
You know? I mean, I actually really love the Sierra and Craig friendship, by the way. I just thought like, I like that.
They were like in the bed together.
I kind like of cuddly.
I was kind of, that made me feel uncomfortable a little bit. I mean, I don't think anything is happening. I hope nothing's happening.
That's how Raquel and Tom started.
I know.
We just can't trust Bravo people anymore.
It was on my mind. I don't think anything happened.
Like, Scandaball has made us look at everything with another lens. We're like, oh, like, don't do it. But okay. I thought, you know, but I did. I enjoyed the episode. I just wish, it's like, if they're not there, don't talk about them.
Yeah. Wait, let's do a quick break. I just want to go over a little bit of news, a little bit of Atlanta, and then we can go into Jersey.
All right.
Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start I'll like do a 10 minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight. Everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus, it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Investing can feel super intimidating and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies, and my other pairs have to all go because Me Undies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. Me Undies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, let's just like debrief the week of Bravo gossip. So Kyle posted a photo with Kathy Hilton. It was her niece's bridal shower. The most shocking thing about the photo was Kyle was wearing jeans. It was a bridal shower. Why are you wearing jeans? It was a dark denim. It would have been great for like Craig's night, like a Craig's LA restaurant experience, but not to that shower. And then I was like,
was it Kyle that posted it?
Did she just pop into the shower perhaps? And maybe she was.
Well, it looks like it's kind of like a suit.
I think it was denim. It was.
Well, no, but I mean, like, even like a denim suit.
No, I don't know. It wasn't okay. Wasn't okay.
The jacket matches the pants. I'm looking at it right now. So it is a denim suit.
I'm offended. Don't wear denim unless it's a jean jacket to a shower. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We've gotten too casual.
And
I'm a California girl.
The sisters are back.
So that was exciting for me.
Yeah.
Then we have the real Randall scandal coming out.
I think it's so funny they're calling it the Randall scandal. Like, why is that so funny to me? That's releasing on the 22nd on Hulu, which is next Monday. And then Tuesday, we're not even getting the reunion yet. We're getting the wedding special. It's like, why is this the finale episode?
I liked that.
Why isn't this the finale episode, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, it just feels like
it's maybe
like,
it's different production or something.
But they must be, they're like doing to us what they did with like the Scandoval, right? They're like, okay, well, here's the finale, JK, OG finale, and now here's like the real finale, it's the wedding.
Maybe they thought that they were going to get like three episodes out of the Teresa thing, and it just...
Well, and it's very interesting too, because now they're saying New Jersey is on pause, just like Vanderpump Rules is also on pause too, because they said something's going to happen in the reunion, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, We don't need another, like, listen, the Gorkas and Judices are never going to get along. Okay. It's just never going to happen. We'll get into it. But it's like, at this point, just start bringing more people in. I honestly think what I like about Atlanta is like that there's like, what, six castmates, but then they have a lot of friends of.
Yeah.
That's like,
but maybe the friends of work because we actually like them. Although Marlo was not even featured in Atlanta this week. It's wild. It was wild.
No, she was featured for 1 second because remember her earring fell off in her confessional.
Oh no, not surprising, but I don't remember that either.
Yeah, she didn't have a ton, but I remember her earring falling off because she's like, "Oh, did that just happen?"
And speaking of Atlanta, the Kim and Croy divorce. Tell me more.
Okay, so Kim this week files that she wants Croy drug tested for weed because weed is technically illegal in Georgia. And I'm like, oh, this is getting messy. Kim, who is like, who literally has a red Solo cup attached to her hand at all times, who like smoked through her pregnancy, who literally would like drink and drive. Like, remember she played as Tardy for the party in the car, drinking out of a red Solo cup. It's like, I'm like, this is getting dirty. And then I started thinking too, okay, say you got drug tested. First off, I believe it stays in like your hair for like 30 days. I don't know.
Also, you don't think Kim does the same thing?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, if you're going to drug test him, you don't think that he's going to turn around and say the same thing? Like,
yeah.
And then I started thinking too, what happens if he was like in California for a weekend and smoked weed?
That's a good point.
Like, I just, like, the whole thing is so wild. I'm like, oh, we're doing this. Like, oh, we're going dirty. This is going to get dirty.
I need to know
when. Christina Aguilera, 3 hours dirty.
This is.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I want her on Watch What Happens Live, or.
I want another Rahugit, which we'll talk about what was announced this week. But, like, what about her? We need, like, a villain's Rahugit.
Yeah. Love it. Love it. Kristen Doty.
Yes.
Kim could be on it. Jax. Maybe you can do a co-ed villains.
I just think that there is a way. I mean, there is that show that Jax is going to be on, the villain show. But I think there's just something about the goat. Or, like, maybe it's not villains. Maybe it's just, like, larger than life. Like a Bethany on there. Like, you know, just
Bethany,
like,
these would,
like,
never do it. I'm genuinely mesmerized by her. I watch everything she puts out there. She talked to all about the negotiations with Bravo, the best and final, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I don't know why I torture myself. She bothers me so much.
Don't you? Come on. You have those accounts that you, like, love to hate. Like, I have, like, with one of my friends, Nicole, like, we literally will go back and forth on, like, just, like, a handful of people sending stories. Like, did you see this? And it's like, why are we following this? Why are we hate following? And yet we're like, I cannot believe that. We'll just go back and forth. And it's like, all we're doing is engaging with this content and adding to the engagement they get. But it's necessary. It's a necessary evil. Okay. Sometimes you just have to hate follow people.
Right.
You know?
Let's talk about the Roni preview. So we got the real preview, meet the women. I'm worried.
Morning. Yeah. So July 16th is here's the thing. We said from the beginning, don't call it Roni. Don't say it's season 14 of Roni. It's season one of Real Housewives of Manhattan, whatever it is. Like, this is
just, this is set to up be to replaced. Fail.
Yeah. And unfortunately, like, I don't want it to fail because I think a new season of Housewives is always fun. Like, again, we have Salt Lake and we love Lisa Barlow, so that's fine. But, you know, we don't know where this is going to go. But it's like, you're setting them up. It's not good. It's not great. I don't love that. What I do love is the announcement that we're getting a Rahugit and we're going to St. Bart's.
Right. And the official cast, we knew it was always going to be Lou. Ramona weaseled her way in. They knew they needed her. Dorinda as well, which, I mean, her performance in the Berkshires during the original Rugged Trip
would never have gotten her another season. It's amazing.
Sonia, of course. Then we knew Kelly, Gummy Bear, Ben Simone was going to come back. And the ringer, really, and she only got it because Jill Zarin would not sign because she was greedy. Kristen Takeman is coming from L.A. to St. Bart's. And it should have been Tinsdale, if you ask me.
I almost think to get Carol. Like, there's so many women from New York. Like, I miss
Carol. Would have been good.
I feel like I need almost a Bethany. Like, I need them to just continually do. Here's what I would like. If they're not going to give us back the original New York, fine. Okay. Send them on vacations every couple of months.
But I mean, I think that could turn into this. But Tinsley would have fit so well with this crowd. That was like the hype.
Has Dorinda forgiven Tinsley yet for doing absolutely nothing, though?
I think word on the street is Tinsdale. I think she's dating someone new, and I don't think, like, he wants her on Earth. Like, I get it. She's just walking away from the spotlight. I think there's a
Hulu doc, by the way.
Yes.
Is that what you're gonna bring up?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me.
Just kind of like about It Girls in New York. It has, like, Paris, Tinsley. But then I heard it goes kind of sideways. And there's also a new doc.
It's like that with a lot of Hulu docs, to be honest. It's like the first, like the Victoria's Secret one that they did. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm into this. And then third episode, I was like, wait, murder? What? Okay. Extortion? Wait, yeah. I was just wondering about the angels.
Right. So I'll try it for you guys.
You are a fiend of TV now.
Right. There is a Britney Spears, like, TMZ kind of thing going around right now too that I started watching.
What is that?
It's all made up, you know?
Yeah. It's all these things are always speculation. Like, I was
they're like a source close to us says Britney has bad days. And that,
well, like, I was, like, watching something and it was like Bob Saget passed away. I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like,
but was he murdered?
Some may say. And then it goes in, you're like, this is literally based on nothing.
Right. Right.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
But I'm excited for Legacy. I think what I think is like so funny, though, is like that the literally Roni like had to end because like Ramona. And then they're like, yes. Well, let's like throw her in for 2 weeks.
I mean, they were basically like, she is a liability.
But if we put her in a different country, it might be okay. Make sure to feed her a lot of fiber so that we can get some really good shit scenes.
Never forget Cartagena.
I mean, multiple times, like little nuggets everywhere.
Jesus. Like, they are like, anyways. Okay.
But it does feel like I'm more excited for that than I am for the new season of Roni. And absolutely. That makes me a little sad, but I'm like,
but maybe we have to give these girls a chance. Like, we don't know who they are. Maybe we'll fall in love with certain people.
I'm
liking Dancing Queens. So, you know, you never know.
I think also, wait, okay. Also, by the way, Kelly Killor and Ben Simone put on a sparkly blazer dress and decided to do, you know, like the TikTok trend of like Taylor Swift, where it's like, keep my side. And they're like doing kind of like a tap walk. Okay. She's doing it in the middle of traffic, as in when she used like to run. Cab.
Yeah. Like when she sent us that DM that you were genuinely making fun of her, or like who runs in front of a cab. And then she's like, can you send me that? Do you remember?
Yeah, she's like, can I repost? Like, I'd love to like post this.
Can you tag me? I would love to post this.
I was like, sure, here you go.
Not all there.
Gummy bears, Al Sharpton, and satchels of gold. Can't wait. All right. Is there anything else, or should we just kind of get into it? I feel like
let's do a quick debrief of Atlanta, and then we can dive in deep for Roni. Okay. So, okay.
Jersey.
Atlanta. Sheree is officially grandmother. I think
she's a grandma, which is funny because Nene called herself that first when she became a grandmother. Mm-hmm. And I love that Sheree is trying to like act as if she came up with that.
Agreed.
Well, typical.
True Sheree fashion. Like, I mean, her
taglines came out today, by the way. I think we'll wait to say it until it's said like within the episode. So when we do next week's episode,
just do it. Let's just do
okay.
It.
It's in our stories.
Yeah. Okay.
Sheree's though is like cracks me up because it's
all of them I was like amused by. Okay.
Do you want to start?
Okay. Yeah, because it's Marlo. My past may be checkered, but my future is solid gold. That's a miss for me.
Miss. Yeah, but 79% so far are saying it's a hit.
Okay.
Drew, forget the gaslight. I'm taking the spotlight.
That's
five stars for me. That's like one of my favorite. Only 59% think it's a hit. But oh my God, I was giggling.
Like gaslighted her for like a decade. And now she's going to be a singing star. How can you not love this?
I do have to say, in the episode when she's like, they're at the producer, like talking to the producer, and she's like, so could I sing live? And he's like, oh, like right now? He's like, she's like, yeah. And then Ralph's like, hold on, if you just let me set up my keyboard, I can play live too. Because like Ralph's like, she is not getting the spotlight without me.
He is literally hitched to her chariot. Like, he is trying to make money off her through the book, through her music. Like, she's the true talent.
What's the song called again? The star.
Her and Candace are going to have a clap too. I actually think she can like have a
she's
note.
Talented.
But yeah, but I'm worried that Ralph was writing all the music. What he's going to be fighting for those rights for that music. It just pisses me off, you know?
Wait, but what's the song called? It's not Abandon Me, because which is where I'm going with, but it's something like that where they're like doing it on the counter.
Well, could you look it up? Wait, also, mm-hmm. When you come to find out that like her dad is very sick and he's like living in a home, he's dealing with
already know.
Okay,
I was close.
Dealing with like Alzheimer's or dementia, I can't remember. Yeah. And it's like Ralph, why didn't you just say that at the party? You like
he also made it seem like she was at home on the phone dealing with something, as opposed to like, oh, she had to fly to go see her family.
But he also made it sound like she had food poisoning. You know what I mean?
He started off with she was sick, and then he said there's a family crisis. And I'm like, both of those, you could have just said, oh, hey, she had to fly back to go be with her family. And then it would be like, yeah, okay, then literally it makes actually more sense why you're at this party, although you should have gone as well. But he could have also said, oh, I stayed because our daughter had to go do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Ralph's an idiot.
Absolutely.
Liars okay. tell you too many details that don't exist.
Burn.
Sandoval.
Truth.
Dipped out. Hey, Drew had to dip out. You know? Okay, go back to the tagline.
Okay. My roots are this candy. My roots are in Atlanta, but my branches are worldwide. Kind of okay. a mess for me. Also, yeah. Well, let's just kind of talk about the episode. We'll weave in with
yeah,
these.
You can yeah.
I love the producer just walks up. You know, they're trying out new food at one of the restaurants.
Wait, I was wondering. So when her cousin sat down in the brace, I was like, wait, I remember that there was a shooting. I'm like, is this what we're talking about?
Todd immediately enters. Well, we can't talk about it for legal reasons, but.
And then Candy's like, but let me tell you my talking head. So an employee came, they got into it, and then he shot him.
What? Oh. Not good. Not good.
Not good. Not yeah,
that's
good.
That's pretty scary.
But also the food looked delicious.
I think it's really interesting they're making so much money on these restaurants. I just always thought restaurants don't make that much money because there's so much like investment. Yeah. I mean,
And then they're going to open up a Mexican place and a pizza place.
I think the pizza place could thrive.
Yeah. Ace's Pizza.
Yeah. It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah.
Ace's the KFC commercial. So cute.
Yep. It just always makes me laugh. The moment of the KFC commercial always, every time I watch it, I literally cackle because there's a scene where he's holding up the KFC nugget to Candy and she's looking at it and she just goes straight cross-eyed.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you know, because she's staring at it. Like, every time I laugh.
Makes you get the giggle.
Okay, so I just don't do it for the culture, honey. I am the culture, Kenya.
And that's a miss for me.
Yeah.
I am loving Kenya this season and her lightness. I love this kale me crazy CEO. He must own a kale farm. But it seems like.
Well, it's like a chain. It sounded like it was like a chain, like a Chipotle or something, like a sweet cream.
Oh, okay.
Wait, I made that up though.
Okay, you could also Google it.
I like.
I can't.
I think a kale farm is better though. Big farmer.
Yeah, he's a kale farmer. But I do. It feels like she's lighter, and I liked what she said. Like, once a cheater, always a cheater. I think she is at the end of the day protecting Sheree from Martell because he's not a good guy. Wait. Hang on. And I do think, you know, obviously she lied. Like the DM was like from 2 years ago or whatever. But I do think she's looking out for her best interest. She's like, your ex-husband did this shit. You like deserve so much more. Like you don't have to date people that are felons. You don't have to like rise up. You don't have to date felons. Like, you don't have to
date yourself better. People. You deserve. Yeah. You deserve the best. And
I think at the end of the day, she really is sincerely like. And I don't think she came out of her hot at the warehouse.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I thought you had thought. So we talked about it in the premiere episode when we recapped. I was like, there's no way it was from before because why would she tell Sheree that? Like, it's definitely like once he was with Sheree. Like, that's the only way this makes sense. Well, you were correct.
And once
you,
again, it was before. Always right.
70% of the time, you're always right. It was before. And then I was like, I liked when Sheree said, why didn't you tell me then? Like, they were even like, there's tweets and, you know, and Kenya says, well, you guys weren't official at the reunion, which they were like saying, I love you, but whatever. But I'm like, Kenya clearly waited to say this on camera. I do think she has Sheree's best interest, but I think even Sheree said, like, why did you do it on camera?
Yeah.
And then I also laughed too, because when she goes, I think like both Sheree and Sanya have made like good points. So where they're like, stop categorizing our, regardless of like if he's a cheater, whatever, stop categorizing our men as aggressive and like that they can't be like that. And because you don't have a man that someone should be defending you, like you got to stop doing that because they have an uphill battle then because you're already putting a label on them. So stop doing that. Right. You know, and then I don't love
Kenya's
that she keeps
also pissed at him because she's like, he's saying that I'm a hoe because I accept every message. And I'm like, that's a stretch.
He's literally saying because you're trying to call him out on a DM, so he's retaliating. Yeah. Right. But I did laugh when Kenya goes to She by Sheree, and she goes, oh, this star? Oh, it looks like a Dallas Cowboys star. Did I tell you what I was just doing? I was shooting with Dak Prescott as a DirecTV commercial with Teresa and Kyle. Yeah, that was so fun. Like, she was like, I got to make sure I talk about this.
I appreciate that they're finally letting them say stuff like that. I feel like before they would have been like, you can't talk about it. Don't say about the DirecTV commercial. You can say, I was on a project in LA, you know, just like allusion.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the way to go, because that is what their lives are. Like, so much of it is them being influencers in a sense, or like living this life outside of the show. That's like, when we pretend it doesn't happen, it's weird.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It is weird.
Sonia, if you can't keep up the pace, stay out of my race. I'm really liking her this season.
I agree.
I like that her and Candy have built this friendship. I thought it was hilarious when Candy was like, so why didn't you stick out for me when they called me ghetto?
And she's like, I don't think it was you. I think it was the fans. And she's like, but you didn't stick up with me. And Candy's like, over it. Done. But I'm like, I want to see them at Disney World.
Also, I feel like that soup was incredible. I was so distracted. Candy
was
soup.
Slurping that. And I was like, give me more.
It was like a corn chowder bisque or something.
I also like, I don't know why it made me laugh, but both times, so Sandy met with both Sheree and Candy like separately. And both times, like, Sheree and Candy both showed up in like tracksuits. And right. I don't know why it just kind of made me laugh. Santa showed up. She showed up in like relatively similar clothing with Sheree, but like came very dressed for Candy. And Candy's like, no. I don't know why it made me laugh. Okay. And then finally, we've got Sheree. She by Sheree, more like she broke the internet. It's like, babe, your website crashed. Wasn't the internet that you broke. It was your own website.
She did have like 273 orders that day. And she's like, why are these wrinkled? Can you steam these? And she's like, is that extra? She's like, never mind. Fold them up.
Leave him with a crease.
And then Kenya's like, are you doing all this yourself? And she's like, yeah. It's like, just hire some people. If you pay three people, like maybe $50,000 a year each, you're going to make that back, honey. And plus some.
Yes. And it's like, stop half-assing things, because if you want it to be successful, it'll be successful if you just pay people to do what they do, because they know what they're doing.
We should take our own advice.
Sure. Sure. We're a mom and pop shop. Okay. Mom and pop shop.
We're the producers or the creative directors.
We're the talent.
We're the finance officers.
It's horrible. It's horrible. We're every C-suite, because there's only two of us.
But then we have to pawn off jobs to our moms and friends. Listen,
does my mom do a lot for free? Yes. Yeah, she does not get a 10%. She gets a lunch every so often. I tell her, $10 limit, anything off the dollar menu at McDonald's. I take her to nice meals. But we outsource. We have Michael. We have people on retention.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to pay them separately and a little differently.
Oh.
You went there, not me. Gross.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll wrap up with the jersey.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Okay. This season finale, personally, it did it for me. I was worried.
Thank God we finally got something here. This was like one of the better episodes that we've watched. There's so many filler episodes for me this season.
Also, Teresa's on Watch What Happens Live gave Andy the skinny pizza oven. So obviously that is coming back to light. So that's going to be
in your stores by Christmas, guys. It'll be the gift of the year. If it comes out before my wedding, I'm registering for it.
Oh my God. Yes. Yes. You have to. Where do you lie on Team Teresa, Team Melissa?
Yeah.
Team. So, like, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So I would say at the beginning of the season, I was like Team Melissa. Then I transitioned to Team Teresa. Now I'm back on Team Melissa, and Marge has really done. I'm actually what I am.
Losers. You're losers.
I'm Team Danielle. She was such the pawn. She took the bait. She was the new girl in town. And I feel like it really weighed heavy on her heart. Like, should I tell this? I kind of know the game that they're playing, but I do
egging her on.
Right. And Melissa was egging her on. Melissa,
what did I tell you? A couple weeks ago, I said Marge and Melissa are in on this together to get it exposed.
Yes.
Because they want a reason to be mad at Teresa. But
how did Marge come to her? And do you think Marge just denied? Like, I never said that to my friend Laura. And
no, she's going to say Laura, because she said Marge's friend is the one who saw it, right? Marge's friend is the one who saw Melissa making out in the back of the car, which, you know what? She probably did. Okay.
That's the thing. I honestly was like, this might be, I think it could be true. And
yeah,
but Joe knows about it. So that's for them to decide what they want to do.
Yeah. She had to, you know, men have to get the poison out. Joe told us she's just assisting.
But maybe it wasn't. I don't know. At the end of the day, they don't care. It's like Ariana didn't care about the Miami guy, you know? Girl.
You know, she cared, but whatever. But besides the point, it's like Marge is the one, and you can always tell because Marge gets so aggressive and she starts going for the jugular and she curses you out and she just talks
but
louder
like
than you. And that's her tell.
Right. Yeah. Like, the, so, but like,
same, below
like,
the belt.
Like stupid and.
You're just fucking like stupid, dumb bitch. Looks. This dumb bitch over here. Fuck her and her dumb fucking stupid bitch mouth.
Yeah, I just didn't really appreciate it. And I liked how they started
it.
It
could be Marge's last season for me.
It will be. Well, it's on pause, so it will be interesting where it goes. I like how they started 12 hours after the party and we get Melissa and she's like, well, I was keeping it this big secret to keep my family together, you know? And
here's the thing. I know the cameras aren't there, but if I got wind that someone was cheating on my, like, I only have sisters. So if someone was cheating on my sister and I got wind of it, you think I'm calling over her and her husband to be like, hey guys, wanted to talk about this together with you. I'd be calling over my sister and saying, hey, I got this info. I wanted to let you know. I'm not doing it on camera, but I want to let you know what I've heard. Right. And I want to make you aware of it. And I want you to do with that information what you will. But you are my family and I cannot not tell you this.
And I think that's okay that they invited him over and he could do whatever he wanted with the information. But he can't trust them. And then he has Gia calling the next day
too.
What the
fuck, Gia?
Saying,
you can do better.
So that just feels...
That was out of line.
It's one thing to give someone the information. It's another thing to say, we don't like you with your wife. Like,
yeah, because then you're... Then that also is like when Gia says that kind of comment, you're like, okay, so is that even... Are you just making shit up to tear us apart then? Because if it was true, I'm literally sitting here maybe with the weight of it being like, oh my God, I can't believe... Like, what do I do? But then you're saying like, oh, you can do better. It's like, whoa. So now you just feel... It's like, I'm team nobody in this. Like,
after because it's just, so many years, I mean, I think sometimes you just don't like somebody and that's just, right. Maybe you'll never like them. But hasn't Melissa like kind of proved herself in some ways?
At this point,
like, been
on.
A good mom, been a good wife. I mean, you've literally said she was a stripper, you've said she's cheated before.
They've both done so many things to each other. Honestly, they probably cancel each other out. They've done so many things to each other. And I think if
what have the Gorgas done?
They came on the show to literally take Teresa down.
Okay. I forgot about that.
What about the lean on their parents' house? Like, there's been like so many things. I mean, there's just so many things. It's tit for tat with them across the board. I really think it is. And I don't think it's Teresa continually blames Melissa when I'm like, it's Joe. It is Joe, and you don't want to admit that your brother is a bad person because he's still your family and he's still your blood, and you don't want Melissa to be in the family.
Right.
You don't like Melissa. You've never liked Melissa. Regardless of, nobody will be good enough for Joe in your book because that is your brother, and you think he deserves the world, even though you don't want him to have it when he has what he considers his world.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But at this point, it's like, there has to be something that changes because I'm over it.
But it's just amazing how Marge escaped all of this too. Like
Danielle was
the only one. Yeah.
Danielle's like, why are we saying anything to Marge? I love when she's like, you can kiss my big flat ass. By the way, everybody at this prohibition party, this party wasted. The amount of shots we were watching them take, I was like, oh, everyone is hammied.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I bet it was over hours. I mean, but these are Marge's mean remarks. She's like, I'll take her and her Amazon dress and put it around her throat. You are a stupid shitster. Get your finger out of my face. You're a low budget buddy and you're a disgusting wannabe. I'm like, who does she want to be?
And then also, like, when she says to Jen, when she was like, oh, and your husband cheated on you because she wanted to or whatever. And Jen was like, I felt Jen was so crushed then.
Yeah.
And Jen was also like very hammered too. And she was like,
and then it's just like so awkward because Bill's there.
But I thought Bill, I was so proud of Bill saying like, you didn't deserve this. I just felt, cause I'm like, I really think like they love each other. I feel like Bill doesn't like this show anymore because it exposes the affair. Things are happening. And now the only way he knows how to cope with it is to, but the only way he like knows how to cope with it is like continuing to go to the pool house.
But I think he's been going to the pool house for years and he's like, he is a little bit too old school. This like, right, I'm the man, I provide, you're the mom, you deal with the kids and I make the rules because I make the money.
No, I agree. But I'm saying like, I think they're trying to navigate and I think that worked. And now that they're on the show, like, I think that they do love each other. And I think that happened and all this being on the show, he doesn't want to film anymore. Like, I just feel like he's kind of over it. Like, these people aren't his friends. Cause like Bill hates Joe Gorga, by the way, just hates him. You could just always tell. I felt like ever since like last season, he hasn't liked it. And I think he's just like, these people are like, not really my friends. So like, I'll hang out with them in a show capacity, but these are not my friends. Do you not feel that way?
I just don't think about him that much. I'm more focused on the Frankies. I'm more focused on Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio than his short Italian friend, Joe Gorga. I love Jen Fessler saying, how old are you? 23? You have a phone? I have a daughter. Give me your phone. And Frankie just so nice. He's like, okay.
He
also 23. I thought he was older.
Did we ever figure out if he's still working for Louis?
No.
Did you Google Bo Del Tito?
No, you sent me info.
I did. And I just
said, okay.
He said,
well, so you had sent this, you sent a screenshot and I hadn't watched the episodes. I'm like, who is this old man? I'm like, and I didn't want to say anything. So, because it was in a group chat. So I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, I think this was meant for somebody else. And then you sent it again.
You thought it was meant for somebody? Oh, just other people.
Like, I thought you meant like, right. I thought you meant like this is a text. Like, I was like, maybe this is one of Mary's dad's friends.
Sending a photo to her dad, like, do you know this man? No, but you could have said a Chuck. You said you hit the I don't know. I didn't know. And I was like, okay. And then you sent it again.
And I was like, okay, I think it is meant for this group, but I don't know what it's in reference to because I haven't seen this yet.
Well, and then on Watch What Happens Live, he like denied that later on.
Well, and then like his like Bo Dietl and associates have never been hired by Louis Ruelas to search any of the Real House of New Jersey. I'm like, so did he go to the wedding?
I think he went to the wedding. I think he know, like, I'm sure he just ran a report on all of them and I'm some sure, shit came up.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he's just saying like, we've never been hired because I did it as a favor.
Yeah.
It's all semantics.
Completely agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Semantics.
Louis is a true Jekyll and Hyde. He could not hold in his true authentic self for the cameras any longer. And I was disturbed by him smoking the cigarette. I truly felt like I was watching a horror
the Joker.
Film.
I felt like he was the Joker.
He had
why so serious? Like winning. Like it just
there was like an upper situation.
Like, I was like, what is going on here? But then what also, like, makes me laugh so much is, like, when Joe Gorga always pretends like he's going to fight. Like, Joe, we literally have seen, like, what's all this black shit? We've seen you pretend to fight. Like, we know you're not going to do anything. And then when my favorite thing, too, about Joe Gorga is when he's always, like, he's such a hypocrite. Where he's like, Louis talks to you. Who talks to women like that? I'm like, literally, you do.
I know.
You do. So, like, you and Louis are probably very much alike, to be honest.
It's grifters
find grifters.
I was thinking about it and I wonder if like Teresa, if she could go back in time, would she still do the show knowing what she knows now? Because I mean, okay, so she started out the show and, you know, she's happily married. They're making this beautiful house. Then because of the show, they went to jail. Her marriage breaks up.
By the way, Jacqueline Larita this week was like, oh, Joe Gorga's the one who called the IRS on them.
God, I don't believe it at all,
but I'm like, oh, great. Teresa's definitely like, stop giving Teresa fodder. She's not smart.
It's very sad. It's very sad. I mean, she literally like she has no family anymore, no blood. Like she's like, I'll cut him out like just like I did my cousins. You know, she has no parents anymore. I don't know. I would love to know if going back in time, that's a great question.
For Teresa. What now would her like what would her life be today? Are you saying like would she still be married to Joe Giudice? Yes. Like, oh, you think so? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't think they would have gone to jail. I don't think she would necessarily like be happy. I don't know.
Or maybe she would in her little bubble. Who knows? Who knows? I mean, I thought this was like what I think. Okay, what also like made me laugh. Both of you and I messaged too about Polly's behind the ear tattoo. Mm-hmm. That was a discovery. But at the end of it, when they finally like everybody leaves, Dolores like, what a great party!
I would have been so pissed if I was Polly. Like this looks like a total blast. I mean, they had the Irish dancers. They had good food. The booze was flowing. They had bartenders. I mean, they put a lot of money into
and it looks so fun.
Yeah.
It looks so fun until the fighting. But I mean, I did laugh when Melissa called them losers. I don't know why, because it's like whenever somebody like the
it's funny when
loser.
they're like chasing them around.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like, and it just always makes sense because I'm like, loser is like the funniest thing. Like, I mean, I say it all the time. Like, I'm a loser. Like, you're a loser. Like, that's personal loser. But then when they say it and to them and they're holding the L up.
Yeah.
Wait. Like, that is classic.
Like, loser, loner, wannabe moron, like, totally whatever.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
L7 weenie.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I took pictures of the ending.
Wait, also, I want to talk about the ending things too, because first off, they just ended Marge, Danielle, and Rachel in the mid episode.
Right.
But there weren't even punctuations on this. Mm-hmm. It was a different font than normal. Like, I don't know why it just made me laugh so much in the sense of like, this is like,
I have them all here.
Okay, please go ahead.
I feel like we could write these, you know,
and do better.
Yeah. Okay. No, they're pretty fun. Okay.
Okay.
Danielle and her brother still have not spoken. She's focusing her energy on growing her bougie kids empire one tutu at a time. Margaret is still living with Lexi and Nino. She's continuing to build her arsenal of extended family. Rachel has officially adopted Jaden, which makes me happy.
Great. That made me happy.
To celebrate, the family took a trip to Disney World to hang with her favorite rat, Mickey Mouse.
That was my favorite one of all of these.
Right. And we know Mickey is a mouse and not a rat, but, you know.
We got it. Yeah.
Okay. Melissa is planning a housewarming party at their new home. Teresa and Louie will not be invited. Chosen family only. Dolores and Paul are searching for a new home together. Everyone loved it. She's hoping her pot of gold at the end of the rainbow is in the shape of a ring.
Wait, also really interesting. So Marge and Jackie did like an after show. I think this might be like a week old too. But basically Marge is like, Dolores might get the ring. Cool. But he's not divorced. Marge is starting shit with Dolores too. Yeah. And I think it's trying to secure storylines for next season. Marge knows everything.
She knows how to play the game.
Yeah. Everything. Okay, continue.
And was Jackie at the party? Just thinking about Jackie.
Evan was, so she must have been.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
but that's how much of a factor she is these days.
Right. It's so funny, like, how you forget about them so quickly, you know?
I can remember Atlanta starting again. I was being like, oh my God, we forgot Cynthia's not even here. Oh, well, anyways.
Totally.
Just, like, they're if you're not in our face, you're out.
Right. But, we didn't miss Vicky or Tamara. Lisa Rinna was a present. So that will be interesting. And especially because Erica, but I digress. Yeah. Anyway, I could talk about this shit for hours,
back
guys.
Back to Jersey.
Anyways, put me on a panel at BravoCon.
We've got Teresa still.
Teresa and Louie are prepping for their wedding. They lost 2 guests, but they're gaining 5 pounds of hair.
I love the preview when Jen's like, oh, like the hair's supposed to be an accessory, like not the main cell. Like I was
just happy people were saying it because 100%. It was so bad. Okay, 100%. Sorry, I skipped over Jennifer. Jennifer and Bill are continuing to work on their marriage. She's hoping he'll start to prioritize their family over the pool house. It should have been like, they go to weekly sessions with Olivia.
I love
overall,
that.
I was content with this. I don't know what direction the show is going in. Clearly it's on pause. I feel like they'll start back in the fall.
Great. Bring us back. I mean, she gave me sprinkle cookies. Give us the holidays back in Jersey.
That's okay with me. I'll be very curious if Gia is she's graduating college. So do you think she'll move to New York City? Wish she gets on Summer House.
I think that there is something I want. What about an ultimate girls trip, but it's not ultimate girls, but the kids version. Yeah. Give us that. Put it
like
when
we had that, watch what happens live with
Avery, put it on Peacock.
And Brianna, Shane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a,
yeah.
Another great idea.
And give that one to you for free, but you can hire us if you want to.
Please hire us for BravoCon. We'll do it for free.
Just T&E, okay? T&E. Pay our T&E.
What's that?
Travel and expense.
No problem. Okay. Guys,
well, this was
I'm
fun.
So glad we got to do it 2 times in 1 week.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, everybody. And until then, happy Scandoval.
Bye.
Bye.